Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, the incessant rains in the country's economic capital, Douala, are making movement from one place to another difficult for residents. A month to the 2024-2025 school year, parents are already thinking about the future of their offspring. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The movement of individuals from one area of the town of Douala to another has become a hectic task due to the incessant rain. Many of them have resolved to adopting strategies that will facilitate their movement with the help of some gadgets like umbrellas and raincoat. In the following report, our littoral regional correspondent Rosalind Fossa takes interest on how their displacement is being carried out.
The heavy downpour these days in Douala has been the topic of discussion from all Douala inhabitants. As such, raincoats, umbrellas and boots have become some of the most solicited gadgets during this period.
I first of all bought a raincoat, an umbrella and boots because I live in a swampy area. The boots will permit me to arrive at work with my legs clean. And the raincoat, I bought it because at times the rain falls with wind, so an umbrella won't really help.
As I'm going to work, no matter where I'm going, it's a small umbrella, so I have it, it's inside my bag, it's comfortable, it's easy to transport. I go with the bikes that have umbrellas. It's more expensive than on a normal day, but I don't have a choice.
Taking more dresses to work is also part of the solutions.
I make sure I go to work with an extra dress, so that should in case I arrive really wet, I can change before resuming work.
For women, going to the market is also very demanding during this period.
If I'm going to the market, I'm wearing something that will cover my legs because the market gets muddy. You just have to maybe protect your hair.
I am a nursing mom and I don't often go out except is to the market or to the hospital with the baby or to maybe get something from the roadside quickly. And when I do that, I make use of an umbrella.
Meanwhile, inhabitants of Douala will have to battle with this situation until the dry season comes knocking on the door. Rosalind Fossa reporting for the regional news.
In Garoua, north region of Cameroon, the commercial bike riding business is said to be a lucrative venture to delve into, given that it is one of the main means of urban transportation. The sector has been booming with more than 10,000 young people and adults who make use of the bikes that are bought mainly from neighboring Nigeria to fend for their families. We have more with Julius Neba.
The rarity, or better still, the absence of taxis in the north region, particularly in the capital city, Garoua, has made the use of commercial bikes an integral part of the daily life of inhabitants, given that it is the main means of transporting persons and goods from one place to another. It is therefore commonplace to see commercial bike riders crisscrossing the streets and neighborhoods of Garoua day and night with the two-wheeled machines that are largely imported from neighboring Nigeria. One of the bike riders who has been supporting his family alongside providing his basic needs is 20-year-old Ndokobai, who says even though it is challenging, especially given the harsh climatic condition in the north region, he has been carrying people to and from their destinations in Garoua for over 2 years and counting.
From morning until 6 p.m., I can walk at least 5 to 8,000 francs a day. So far, the bike riding is helping me pay the school fees of my child and provide other basic needs of my family.
The regional president of the Cameroon National Commercial Bike Riders Union for the North, Adamu Madugu, says they have been working hard to put order in the sector as more and more young people join in a bid to seek for their daily bread.
For the three council areas in the city of Garoua, we have between 10,000 to 12,000 bike riders that are operating. They are comprised of intellectuals, those who have never gone to school, those who hail from some of the region's villages, and others who are even coming from the far north region. In all, we can say that the commercial bike riding sector is doing just okay in the city of Garoua.
Despite efforts made to maintain order in the commercial bike riding sector in the north region, officials lament that there are still some charlatans who infiltrate the sector with no knowledge of the highway code, thereby aggravating urban disorder, causing accidents, and even participating in the growing number of aggressions in the city. However, the forces of law and order assure that they are keeping an eye on the situation, especially given the advent of the University of Garoua that has given the commercial bike riding activity new vitality. Julius Neba for the Regional News, Garoua.
In Marwa, among the sprouting business ventures are beer parlors, some with names that seem to add flavor and taste to the alcoholic beverage. On the occasion of the International Day, our Far North Regional Correspondent Sylvester Temkeng met some inhabitants who expressed their opinions and attitudes towards the consumption of beer. His report.
Malty and sweet, dark and roasty, fruity and spicy or sour and tart. Beer, according to inhabitants of Marwa, is one of the most popular alcoholic beverages in light occasions, like casual chilling and refreshment. Beer, to its adepts, somehow manages to do what peace crusaders have tried to do for centuries, unite in a common cause for good.
Beer acts as a relaxer, a unifying factor when we sit with friends, discourse, and even forget about our sorrows.
You cannot be in a society where people have the culture of sitting together and relaxing over a bottle of drink and you alienate yourself from them.
Their insatiable thirst for beer to the consumers gives them reason to pause, sit down and converse with one another over a pint or two, while others have diverse reasons for its consumption.
The best moment that I like to drink beer is when I am alone. I go and sit in a bar in my own private corner and I drink alone to reflect on my personal projects and my personal achievements.
Beer tastes really good. My best moments of consuming beer is when I'm out with friends in social groups like meetings.
Despite its unifying and socializing factors, consumers are also conscious of the dangers of abusive consumption.
It is not because you see free drinks today that you decide to consume to excess.
Too much of everything is bad, though it is said a bit of alcohol is good for the system, but we should not take in excess. And I also want to advise that we should not borrow money and use it in drinking.
The conversation may be pleasant or not calm or animated, but a good number of people are of the opinion that many problems can be resolved over a few pints of beer.
Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
From the Far North region over to the Northwest region, precisely in Bamenda, where some residents are prefer buying food items from makeshift markets in their neighborhoods rather than from the main food markets. Despite poor road networks, road conditions, insecurity and accessibility as reasons for their choice. However, many decry the hike in prices of foodstuff at this makeshift market, even though they are harvested directly from farms. Sylvie Banta reports.
According to a resident of Nkwen in Bamenda 3 subdivision, accessibility is her main motivation for patronizing makeshift markets.
I will save my transport. Instead of going to the main market to go and buy, I come and I buy here. During the periods where we have some of these items, like vegetables, okra, and all of that, it's cheaper here. The women from Babanki, from Bambui, from Bambili, most of them, they come up here to Fortcha Junction. So it doesn't make any difference to go to town, then the traffic and all of that.
Another inhabitant of Bamenda highlights insecurity and poor road networks as major hindrances to purchasing food from the main markets.
Sometimes you buy things here that are not of your choice, but you buy them because of the social crisis. Things are actually expensive, but we prefer it. But now we are looking at our life.
Occupants of these makeshift markets explained that they would prefer to move to the main markets where they could earn more profits, but the low income prevents them from doing so.
I'm selling bambalang fish. I decided to stay here because I'm not able to have a place in the main market. That's why I'm here at the quarter market selling, because I will give the goods out easily and cheaper. Then I go back to the market.
We are making at least a big gain. Cannot say that it's much.
The residents and vendors alike navigate the challenges of accessibility, security, and affordability in their daily pursuit of food, highlighting the ongoing struggles in Bamenda's market dynamics. Sylvie Banta for the Regional News in Bamenda.
And down to the central region, where a football tournament and special mass took place in Kol Ebai village in the Lekki division in memory of the late Honorable Ndongoi Somba Jean Bernard. The cultural and sporting activities were organized by Ewolo 11 Joseph Ime and held in the presence of the Bishop Emeritus of the Mbalmayo Diocese, Adalbe Njana, and some traditional rulers of the Lekki division. Lekki Ategeto Tasongazi of CRTV Center reports.
It is becoming a common practice for young men to be found in the streets of Yaoundé and other towns of the central region carrying baskets containing beauty accessories and other items used in the process of eyelashes, extensions, and face makeup. You will also find them in major markets in the city of Yaoundé, like Mokolo, Mvogmi, Akasia, and Mendong markets, where they serve their clients.
Profitable, ça rend plus d'argent. Et c'est plus facile.
It yields more money and it's easy. There are eyelashes extensions that can be installed in 10 to 15 minutes.
5 à 6 minutes.
They say this business that was regarded as strictly for the women is easy for them to practice and earn a living.
If I have 3 women in a day, that is 15,000 francs. When you are a professional in the business, clients call you to come and attend to them, and even on your business spots, you will always have clients.
Their clients, on their part, are mostly women and prefer the men because they are faster and do the eyelashes better.
It's men who know how to do eyelashes extension well, and they are more careful.
Many younger men in the central region have attested that there is no business that is designed for a particular gender, and hold that where a woman excels, a man can do as well. Lekiate Getro Dasongazi, Regional News, Central.
We strongly apologize for that mix-up, and that is all we could put together for you for today's regional news.